This is Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. Today, I am joined in the JPR studios by the band Matt Pond, PA. Today, it's Matt Pond, Sean Alpay, and Mel Garrison. Hello. Welcome to JPR.
Hey, thanks for having us here.
It is our pleasure. The newest release is called, and we'll get to this title. I want to dig down a little bit. Winter Lives or Winter Lives? There's been some ambiguity about this.
It's really up to you and how you feel.
Come on.
Yeah, no. I mean, I like that ambiguity. It's like, it leaves it open. It's Winter Lives to me.
Okay, well then that's what it is. Winter Lives.
I can't go around the world correcting everybody.
You have been doing this now for quite a while, right? 11 records, another 8 EPs or something like that, if you're actually counting.
Something like that. I don't count them.
At what point did Matt Pond become Matt Pond PA?
I guess at the point where I felt like if I tried to collaborate with people and we all had an equal vote, that we'd all go to hell. Can you say that on the radio?
You can.
Okay, great. So I just thought it was a way... The funny thing about this and the way I've always wanted to do it is collaborate with people that are far better musicians than I am and create some great stuff, hopefully.
Now, the PA is, I'm guessing, due to the fact that the band was kind of formed in Philadelphia.
That's true.
But you are not from there, right? You grew up in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yes.
How did you end up in Philadelphia to start a band?
I was kind of a musical hobo. I didn't know what I wanted from the world, and I decided to go there and start playing music. It was an inexpensive city. It was kind of a wild city. I think it was nearly bankrupt around that time, and I just met some great people and started playing music, and then I'd like to collapse that time into, like, it seems like 6 months to about a year since 10 albums and all those EPs or whatever, and it kind of flies when you're doing this.
You know, this is a phrase that is sometimes thrown out, and it's not considered to be an entirely positive description, but I'm going to use it in an incredibly positive description of your music, which is that over the course of now 20 releases, give or take, there is this consistent pleasantness to your songs where they're just easy to listen to.
Oh, no.
I mean, record after record.
I'm changing my whole thing, starting now.
And sometimes you hear records and they're sort of pleasant and it's meant to mean they're sort of wallpapery. Yours are not that. They're
okay,
just
good.
Enjoyable to listen to. You know, it's the kind of thing that you'd want to throw on in the car and then drive a very long way listening to on repeat.
Well, that's good. Now we're friends again. the point is, has always been to communicate. I don't mind dissonance. And I listen to dissonant music, and I there is dissonance in some of the things that I say and do. I mean, a lot of the things I say, but I'm trying to communicate some kind of thread in my life that may be a similar thread to those other human beings.
In reading through interviews that you have given over many, many years, maybe I'm reading into this, but it would seem to me that you are a reluctant professional musician.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you like making music, but the whole act of being a professional musician that records records and goes out on tour, not so hot on?
Well, I love all the parts of it, but then there's the parts of, there's the business side of it, and that is just filled with people just trying to take advantage of other people's passion. Hmm. Not you.
Thank you.
And this is pretty cool that I will say that you know things about me makes this a lot easier, even this experience. So I like this. So thank you.
You're welcome.
That can be difficult when you're doing an interview and nobody knows anything about you and they're asking random questions. Labels trying to take everything from you, promoters, managers, everything. There's a lot of parts about this that are, you know, if people were just kind of would sit down and go, we love music, how do we make this work? Then I don't think we'd be in the situation of where we are, where music doesn't sell, you know, So there's a lot of parts about it that I don't like, but I am lucky to be here. I'm lucky to play with these two people standing next to me. I'm lucky that you're interviewing me. I love performing. I love recording. I love coming up with artwork. I love the whole process. It's just that it's almost like you're in a bad neighborhood all the time and you have to watch yourself.
Are you surprised by or unnerved by your fandom? The people that really love what you do?
No, I mean, I'm shocked and amazed. Of course I love it when people know the words, and of course I want people to see us play. I mean, that's the whole point. The good parts are infinite. It's just there's some pure evil in the music business. So,
Matt Pond, PA, is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest release, which we will talk about in just a couple of minutes, is called Winter Lives. MattPondPA.com is the web address for more information on the band and the music. Now, you guys are going to play a couple of tunes from this, and you talked about wanting to play an older one too, but what do you want to start with today?
I'd like to start with In Winter, if you don't mind. It's the first song off our new album. I can't live without you. Even when you freeze me out, because I roll in lanes on the highway flying, leave the windows open, feel your breath upon my face, lips pressed to my cheek. Close, dark filled with firelight. It's not just any snow, it's only you tonight, only you tonight. In the quiet, the closest conversation, where your shoulder meets your neck, finally found a home. On the ice you pull me down, never fall alone. It's not just any snow, it's only you tonight, only you tonight. Behold, behold the stars through smoke, the frost grows on the telescope, the trouble in the world won't find us here. Behold, behold, the stars through smoke, the frost grows on the telescope, the trouble in the world won't find us here.
That is In Winter, live today in the JPR studios. Matt Pond on vocals and guitar, Sean Alpay on cello, Mel Garrison on vocals, electric guitar, and as you just heard there, on violin. The newest release is called Winter Lives. Information at mattpondpa.com. All right, let's talk about this record. Was it designed to be a holiday release, or did it just kind of coincide with the time it came out and the mood you were in when you were penning these songs?
I always knew it was going to come out in winter, or wanted it to. I mean, I don't...
Christmas albums usually get recorded in June and July.
I mean, we've been working on it for a couple years in pieces. I think that we wanted to release it before Christmas for those who were interested, but winter goes on a lot further than that. And the point is that, I mean, from where I'm from and from where I grew up, and it's the same for a lot of people. Winter is amazing, but it's this thing that you start having to wrestle around now. You know, it's dark a lot. There's a lot of this snow stuff. And so I was trying to sing my way through it and sing other people through it with me or something like that.
Before the tune, you were talking a little bit about some of the trials and tribulations of the music business. And last summer, you went the direction many artists are going, which is started your own label, decided to do things on your own. You called it 131 Records?
Yeah.
Was there a significance to the name?
It's part of my address.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and it's, you know, my first modest house in this world, and I was excited to have it and get it, and it's just filled with music and musical people, and I love it. It's not a palace, but it is mine. And yeah, I'm really lucky to have it.
A few months back, we had Jack Conte, Natalie Dawn from the band Pomplamoose here. And Jack Conte is one of the guys behind this website, Patreon, which I know that you have used.
Yes.
Which works differently than the Indiegogos and the GoFundMe sites for specific projects, but it's more of an ongoing patronage kind of site. How has that experience been like for you on a month-to-month basis?
It's cool. It is hard. I take it very seriously. So I'm releasing stuff constantly, and we have hundreds of albums, or hundreds of songs rather, on it. And then I just put demos up, and people will tell me what they think, or they'll ask me to do a cover and I'll do it. Or I just communicate what's going on. And it's a pretty cool experience. I mean, I think that one way or the other, it might be one of the ways to go, subscription-oriented music. I mean, it works with so many of the parts of music that people are getting accustomed to, that why not like this?
Worked for quite a few hundred years.
Yeah.
1600s, 1700s, 1800s.
Yeah, but now they're online and they can find you anytime, you know, so, which is great. I mean, there's a lot of mutual respect going on in that, and I can speak honestly and openly, so, yeah.
Matt Pond, PA, is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called Winter Lives. MattPondPA.com is the web address. Will you guys play us another tune?
Yeah, this one's called The Glow. Kitchen windows on a heavy winter's night. Little sister won't stop sliding in her socks. And brother lost his job, but he somehow got a life. He laughs so loud, scares the spoiled cats. Oh, the glow from kitchen windows on a heavy winter's night. Full on battle over who will do the dishes. Mother sighs and rolls her eyes to hide her happiness. We gave her hell and she gave us all our lives. We keep chasing from the backyard to the front porch. Through the house we're tracking dirt and snow everywhere we go.
The ice hangs from the roof.
That is Matt Pond, PA, live today in the JPR studios. Matt Pond on guitar and vocals, Mel Garrison on electric guitar and vocals, and Sean Alpe on cello. Thanks to all of you for playing for us.
Thank you.
I was reading that you almost, Matt, took a break from music. Like, you almost put it on the back burner. Is that, was that a real threat or just a...
We were having some problems that are non-disclosable at this point. So, you know, you always have a few doubts. There's a lot of curveballs. Now I feel good about what I'm doing. I feel I own all my mistakes now. And I see where the money goes because it's mine, and I see where it comes in. And it's an exciting way to work. It's far more thrill-seeking. You know, an advance from a record company is a loan. And when your manager says everything's cool, it's mostly not. So, you know, why not be excited and know everything? Or I'm never... About the business, at least. I want to be a round person.
Sure. Well, curiosity seems to be a hallmark for you. For a time, your website was encouraging people with strange or magical skills to contact you. What were you after, and what did you get?
I don't know. You talk to a lot of weirdos on the internet, I mean, including me. So I think that I don't want it to be this this constant wall of trolling. I want it to be this. I want it to actually vibrate. I'm going to sound like a hippie to connect. I want it to be honest interaction with some manners and you know, care.
Did you get anything particularly interesting?
I mean, I can't recall. I mean, daily there's something just kind of like whoa, and I try to understand it, and I'll have an interaction, and if it goes south, that's one thing. And sometimes I've met some of the people I've, you know, I met Sean through the internet, and it can be an amazing and crazy thing. So,
well, that drive toward communication and interactivity and intimacy has no doubt in some part led you to what you're doing now, which brings you in here, which is that you're on a West Coast living room concert tour.
Yeah, we're trying to mix it up between venues and living rooms and all sorts of spaces, I think, to keep ourselves on our toes or to just try to do something that, you know, promoters and booking agents have told me it's impossible. And I, you know, I'm stomping my feet and I want to do something that and change it so that, like, you can do this in multiple ways. You can connect with people in places like Medford or Ashland or places where we've just driven by these places or eaten the fast food of these places.
Sure.
So why not try to expand and connect?
And you have found yourself unarranging some of your tunes in order to accommodate these more intimate venues?
Sure. I mean, with Mel playing guitar and violin and singing and Sean kind of playing cello in a way where it's not just a pad or a wash. It's a real instrument playing a real part.
Or even a walking bass line, as we heard.
Yeah. I mean, complimenting him to his face is difficult. So, but he's amazing. They're both amazing. I'm really lucky that these two people are playing with me, that I get to hang out with them even. I like the songs always being fluid and always reconsidering them. Otherwise, it would just be years and years of the same.
Well, I'm really happy that you guys could stop by and visit with us.
I am very glad to be here. Thank
you. It's nice to meet you. Matt Pond, PA, my guest live today on Jefferson Public Radio. You've got one tune that's slightly older to play for us?
This one's called Specs. It's off The Dark Leaves. Thank you very much.
Specks of silver in the evening sky, specks of gold in the river running from the deep moonlight. See a shake in the wild distortion of the water's wave. Still I know you in the darkness shining from a mile away. slivers, and it keeps on coming. How it gives my heart blood. How it gives my heart blood. When that sun starts coming through, when the cold new child's the moon, I believe in energies that no one has to see for us to prove.
That is Specs. It's Matt Pond, PA, live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The newest release is called Winter Lives. MattPondPA.com is the place to go for information. Matt Pond on vocals and guitar, Sean Alpe on cello and on vocals, electric guitar and violin, Mel Garrison. Guys, thanks again for coming in.
Thank you so much.